I'm Daf Yomi Bein over here. So we're going to start the Gemara Bava Metzia. What's Daf Yomi up to right now?
We're up to, I think, Ayin
Tzad. Ayin Tzad, okay. So this is Chazar, the beginning of this.
Yeah.
So the truth is, as mentioned today, we're going to talk about Tzchar Shabbos, paying workers for Shabbos. And it's a remarkable Gemara Daf Menches, which actually the main sugya, which is why we're doing this sugya, even though the halachas are all in Shulchan Aruch and the halachas of Shabbos, the main sugya is over here in Bava Metzia. Says the Gemara.
Nunches
58a.
Right in the middle of the page.
Smack dab.
There
we go. Noisei Sachar. What's how else do we call it? Noisei Sachar?
Page.
A Shomer Sachar, right? So a Shomer Sachar doesn't pay, is not liable. Not liable for things that go on in the base of Mikdash. We'll see why that's the case. Rami le Rav Yosef Bar Chama l'Rabba. So Rav Yosef Bar Chama pointed out a contradiction to Rabba. Who's Rav Yosef Bar Chama? Who's his famous son?
His son.
You mean Rami?
No, I see Rav Yosef Bar Chama. A famous son.
Of Rav Yosef.
Yeah. This is extra credit. You get an extra shot of scotch. Rava. Rava's his son, yeah.
Rava.
Where was Rosh Hashiva?
That's why I asked you. You know that. So, Rami le Rav Yosef Bar Chama le Rava. By the way, Rava learned by Rava. That's why I just... Right, because Rava was Rava's primary teacher. Tznan. Noisa... Sachar ain't a mishalom. We have a Mishnah. There's another Noisa Shalom ain't a mishalom. That's the Mishnah's quoting. Ramini, this contradiction is as follows. Hasreicher sapayal, the Tosefta says actually, which is brought in the Gemara Nadarim, somebody who hires a worker, who's the hierarchy here? The treasurer in the base of Mikdash. A treasurer in the base of Mikdash, because we're talking about people working for Hekdash. You hire a worker, Lishmor esapara, to watch the Parah Aduma. We'll see Rashi will explain in a minute, to watch it, so it's a story kasher Parah Aduma. Lishmor Etz HaTinok, to watch over the kid, what is the kid doing?
Drawing the water.
That's right, from Gemara and Sukkah. Rashi will briefly explain that as well. Lishmor Etz HaZrayim, or to watch over the Zrayim, the seed that's needed for the Oimer, which has to be fresh. We'll see it in a minute, Rashi as well. Ein Noiselos Chal Shabbos. They're hired, they work on Shabbos, you cannot pay them for Shabbos. Therefore, lefichach ein achrayas Shabbos olav. They have no achrayas since they're not paid. The Ran, actually, this is a Gemara in Nedarim. If you look at the Ran Dort, and the Ran, of course, is the Mefarish on Nedarim, not Rashi. So Ran says there that because they're not paid for Shabbos, they're like a Shomer Chinam, and they're a Chayef Rachayas, right? So Shomer Chinam Chayef Rachayas, survey says? Mamash, all about all. I mean, you have to learn Daf Yomi, right? This is Pashit. So they're not chayiv. Hayas. So let's actually see Rashi. Says Rashi. The widest lines. Hasoiches apayolim, hiring these workers. Gizmar shel Hekdash. We're talking about the treasurer of Hekdash, the base Mikdash. Shesachar apayolim shel Hekdash. He hires workers. They're paid with base Hamikdash money, right? They're paid from the base of Mikdash, which means it's sanctified money. Mm-hmm. And they're hired, these are caretakers. Lishwas at Parah, with Parah. Aduma, the red hat. First, Lachuv, Shomer, Sash, Lot, Apostle. Why do you need a Shomer? You need an apostle. This is serious Shmira, by the way. This cow can never have anyone put a package on it, no one jump on it for rides. Right? And if it does, what happens?
Puzzle.
And what happens if it's Puzzle and then you use the base of Mikdash? People do the most serious of errors. I mean, you know, it takes off Tumas Meis, right? On the third and seventh day, you got to put on the ashes to allow people to do korbanos, to let Kohanim go into the base of Mikdash, right? That's serious stuff. You're going to be ready for this. You know, one day they're going to come, you're going to put some parah aduma on you, Mirtz Hashem, right? So it's a serious shmira, by the way. So he can't make sure. Oh, mom, you got to check. There's no blemishes. So the shomer has to constantly make sure. Not the Kohanim will check that there are no blemishes before they use it. But you gotta make sure that it doesn't get blemished. Parah Adumas don't come up every morning, right? So if you're a Shomer, you have a serious job over here. It's a serious job. But you don't get paid for Shabbos. You get paid for a serious job, you don't get paid for Shabbos. Lishmar Satinokis. This is unbelievable. Of course, everyone knows this Gemara in Sukkah. Mishnayis, Mishnechas Parah. Hopefully, everyone learned Mishnechas Parah before. Mishnayis, Parah, beautiful Mishnechta. So, if they have little kids who from birth are going to be designated to do this, these kids have to be put in a situation where they will never become ritually impure. And they can't, not that they're talking about not touching dead people. You're talking about not touching dead animals in a day where there are dead animals all over the place. And not only touching dead animals, you can't touch anybody touch a dead person. Now, you gotta, if a person's a zav, they can't spit on you. They gotta stay away from all kinds of people. So what do you do with these kids? Shemigalin Oso the Parah, they were designated to be the ones drawing the word for the Parah. What? Bechatzeres Habrus with Salaim, and they were built off stilts. With the space, why is this? You know, you could have had just kids that have been. You know, you learn a Rashi like this, Rabbi Sai, which is really good. You have to appreciate the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. It's a half of a fella. How careful we are by Kedusha. The Kohen who's going to, you know, burn the para, shetia prishasa b'tehara. They should be with in Achav HaKohen Noigimbo, right? And so the Kohen would be completely separated. And his brothers were also Kohanim, who were going on to the base of Migdash to the service, to the Lechur Tar. They couldn't even touch him, because maybe they missed the boat. About Tinokos Halalo, and these kids, they'd have, who would, of course, you need water for the ashes went with the water. So the water, which is a key component, who would draw the water and make sure that people are not tummy. So you would take a kid who would become tummy mamish. You would take kids that were completely desiccated. And not only that, even so, every day you put the paraduma, an old paraduma, on these kids. And in case they did trust the dead peers. I mean, see, akadekach. Serious business. And you're now, and you see that these kids are put aside from a young age, designated. And who's watching them? A shamer. I'm going to make sure. You gotta be a good dorm counselor. You gotta watch the kids. So you have someone you're hiring them at. Velishmor Ezraim. What was Ezraim? Sadem of Akeres Vizru lo Imer. So it has to be for the Korban Omer. When's the Korban Omer offered?
Second day of Pesach.
Second day of Pesach. What does that allow?
Eat the new
Tzvah. Right. And then at that point, there's no longer Yashin. Everything's Chadash. It's Mutter from that point on. So when you have, when it's be Mater Chadash, right? It's you need chadash. You know, no more yashin. You need chadash produce. Right? So it has to be chadash. So they planted it 70 days before, and that was what they used for the Korban Omer. Okay? You know, this is a coffee shiran. You're going to get tired for.
I'm doing my best.
You're doing your best. Inami. Alternatively, b'shvius. Svichin la'omer shalach. This is very serious stuff. On Shvius, and now you have to imagine if you're the Shemitah, you're Eretz Yisrael, you just said, what do you need? You need new things for the Omer, and you can't use any of the produce because it's Shemitah year. So what could you have used? Svichim. What's Svichim? The aftergrowth, yeah. Right? But if people even would illicitly take it, anyways, because it's not as forbidden, right? So you had to have Shomer to watch that when that Svichim was growing, that you could use that in the Shemitah year because it was. You were limited, and you needed it for the Korban Omer. It's Shomrim. Either way, all of these forms are Shomrim, which are working for the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi then says, you don't pay them for Shabbos. You don't get paid. You don't work, ain't going to work on. No one will go with Uncle Moshe. Ain't going to work on. They had an Uncle Moshe in Argentina.
Oh, version in Spanish.
How do you say Saturday in Spanish?
Tio, Uncle Tio.
Yeah. So you're not gonna work. Ain't gonna work on Saturday. You missed out on Israel. You don't have Uncle Moshe, right? But he's going on his third generation, right? So you don't get paid for Shabbos. If you're schir yom, just don't jump the gun. Right now, you're assuming he's working for the day. Yeah. That's rolling. Schir yom, you don't get paid for Shabbos. Lefichach, since you don't get paid, you're not shomer sachar. If this animal or the damage that's done to the animal, to the field, to the kids, you're not. There's no penalty clause here. You didn't do anything wrong, right? You get what you pay for. They say, right? Your liability is according to your what your investment is. You're doing it for free, essentially. The Gemara then says, Hayasachar Shkir Shabbos, if you're paid by the week. I'll hire for the week. You're a shomer for the week.
What do you call him a shomer sachar if he's not paid for the day?
He's paid for the other day.
So Frakt judge good. It means even if you would contract at A, it would be a bad contract. But B, if I hire you for the day, I say, come work for me, I'll give you a good salary. At the end of the day, you can say, I'm sorry, I made a mistake, I can't pay you. It doesn't work that way. You can't, you know. But on a more real practical, is the guy's hired, but you pay him daily. You pay him by the day. Maybe I'll hire today. Sometimes you have housekeepers or workers, laborers. Think of the Mexicans. You've been working here for 2 weeks, but you pay them every day. One day you may say, I don't need you. The hiring is per day. You understand?
Yes.
You know, these guys way up there by Walmart, you hire them for a day. Now, you may have them for 3 weeks doing a project for you, but you're paying them per day. And if today you don't want them, take a look. Different thing, your guy's hired for the week. Even if you don't use him, you pay him for the week. Right? He's paid for the week. If you choose not to use him on Wednesday because you want to go to, you know, the soccer game and watch people hit home runs, then fine. But he's paid for the week. So you hired him for the week as opposed to Skir Yom is hired for the day. Clar?
I clear it. It's just that, as Arts Girl says, if you hire a person for a week and he actually works on Shabbos, even though you don't pay him technically for that day, he is getting reimbursed, and we consider him a Shomer Sachar for that day.
I haven't even lying yet.
Why would anybody do it on a daily basis if he's not going to get paid? A weekly payment, I can understand why a person would do that. So even though he's not getting a separate payment for that day, he actually is getting paid. It's part of the weekly thing. But if it's paid on actually every day, so he's Shomer Sachar on a daily basis, why would a guy take the job? He's not going to get paid for it.
So,
he gets his payment on Sunday, on Monday, etc. Shabbos comes, he knows he's not going to get any money, so why does he take the job?
So it means it's a general relationship as a Shomer Sachar. Okay. You understand?
Yeah, I do.
That's
now.
A generalization. Okay, which is a good question. So the Gemara that says, if he's hired for the I hire you for the week, I hire for the month, or Schir Shana, I pay you a year. You know, there are people who have live-in maids, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the old days, au pairs, ever heard of this au pair?
The oldest, come back to
Argentina. Argentina, they're slaves.
A good life, you know?
Yeah, it's true. It's not a joke.
We're a first world country. What about you?
And it's not expensive. You can have like a team, a plantation still there, no? it's unbelievable. So I don't know, these Latinos in Florida, these from Chile and from Venezuela, even from now no longer Venezuela. You ask, like, why do you live there? You know how much workers we have. You know what it's like to live there. You know you can get an army of workers if it's not not expensive. You know, housekeeping help, babysitters. Right. So yeah. So could you pay them? By the way, it's not a joke. They tell me you hire them. They can't pay you after the, you know. So you hire them for the year. They get paid for the year, right? They get paid for the week. Actually, I want to get to Gaim if it makes a difference soon. Schar Shab, notice on Schar Shabbos. So the included is 52. If you hire them for a year, they're 52 Shabbosim. They get paid. That's a calculated in. The Fikach Achraya Shabbos Lav. And therefore, if you hire a Shomer to watch these kids for the year, to watch the Para Aduma for the year, even though When you're discussing salary, of course you know 52 days of that year are Shabbos. You pay him more for those 52 days. Pay him more for those 52 days. And therefore, if anything happens, he's a Shomer Sachar, and the Achrayus is on his head. My love is Shalom. Frakta Gemara, does that mean he has to pay for damages? No. Loi lahafsit Sacharo, which means that if anything happens, he loses his wages. He loses his wages, right? Look at Rashi. Shchir Shabbos is Shavuot, Shchir Shavuot, Shmita Shlema, which is all 7 years. He's saying it as opposed to a week. Noisel Shchir Shabbos, Shenivla B'Shchir Shar Hayamim, the Eino Mefurish LaShabbos. Right? You give him Shchir Shabbos. Why? Because it's Nivla. What's Nivla mean? What's Havla?
Swallowed
up, right? So now the Gemara says, if he's chayav, what does it mean that he's chayav? Does it mean that he's chayav to pay damages? No, lahafsit scharo. means you don't pay him for that day. You'll subtract his salary. Ihachi, if that's so, Reisha Diktani in Achraya Shabbos Alav. The first case where we said that there's no Achraya Shabbos Alav. Hachinami, right? When he's talking about a Shechir Yom, is it, you know, is it also talking about him that he's half the Shechir Yom? Me is a Shechir Shabbos. He doesn't even have Shechir Shabbos. It doesn't make sense to learn in that context, right? Pasha? Vaktani Einoso Shechir Shabbos, and it says, Einoso Shechir Shabbos. So it can't be, it doesn't make sense. So Ishtik. He was silenced. Right? This was the question that Rav Yosef Bar Chama asked Rabba. Right? Who's Rav Yosef Bar Chama's son?
Rava.
Right? So he asked his son's Rebbe. Imagine like parent-teacher conferences. You know, Rava's father comes, Rav Yosef Bar Chama, and he asks the Rebbe, this child. No, yes. He wants to make sure the Rebbe knows what he's teaching his son. Right? So he asked this to Rava. Ishtik. He didn't know what the answer was. And after a while, the Rebbe, Rabba, who was a Rosh Shiva, where? Where's Rabba the Rosh Shiva? Pumbedisa. Where's Rabba the Rosh Shiva? Officially, Pumbedisa. He moved to Mechuza in his day. It was the Pumbedisa Shiva. So, Umi Yisrael Schar Shabbat, Svakatani, Ishtik, excuse me, Umi Midi Shmila Barach. So then Rabba asked Rav Yosef Bar Chama, did you hear the, you have an answer for me? Good question. Now, what's the answer? So, Amalei Hachi Amar Sheshi. By the way, Rav Yosef Bar Chama, his Rebbe was Rav Sheshas. He was a Talmud of Rav Sheshas. Okay? And by the way, Rav Sheshas was the Baki Hador. The previous generation, he was considered the biggest Baki. Okay? So, Rav Sheshas says, Mishikanu Biyado. When you're Kanu Biyado. Right? What's Rashi? What's Mishikanu Biyado? Says Rashi. We're talking about a case where this Shomer Sachar did a Kinyan Siddur, picked up, he was so devoted, so dedicated to the service of Beis Hamikdash. Does anything happen to this?
And whose Siddur is he picking up?
Machlokes. Is that a note over there in art school?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the,
we're supposed to read and prepare ahead of time.
I'm happy. Look at the Ksais, what the Ksais says. Is he got the Ksos?
It quotes where you're supposed to go to answer because it doesn't actually give you the answer.
Okay.
Because you can't.
So, but this is not really our sugya, but no. They pick up a siddur. Right? They pick up a siddur to go out of Mishikana Biyado. Avad, he accepted upon himself. So, he now is a Shomer Sacher. The Shomer Sacher accepted on himself. V'chen Amar B'yechana Mishikana Biyado also said it was the type of Shomer Sacher who took complete achrayis. So you'd have to go ahead and pay for it. Okay? So he pays, he would have to go ahead and pay. That's what the Gemara says. So what do you see for this Gemara? The Schir Yom, you would not pay for Shabbos. And the Schir Shana pays, so what that means, you can never hire a babysitter for Shabbos. You cannot take a girl to your house, hire for Shabbos. Right? You can't have kids groups anymore. Actually, I'm going to go, after this, prepare, I'm actually going to adjust what I tell these kids for the kids groups. Can't have kids groups anymore. What do you think? No. Push it. They're hired for the day. Right? What else can't you do? You can't have a chazan.
Yeah.
Right? Or Bal Kairo gets pages for Shabbos.
Catering?
Yeah. Ulu Bar Mitzvah, they're only catering on Shabbos. Can't have it. Yehuda's going to go for free next week. I heard you're with many. I'll tell him to pay you for nothing. Shigo L'Shem Riyoh. People sit there. That's it.
Next week.
You're a mashkiach next Shabbos, he told me. So I'll tell him he doesn't have to pay you. It's open and shut case.
Next week.
Right? Even though you work for him, you work by the job. Right? You get paid by the year? You're salaried for a year?
No.
You get paid by the hour.
Right.
So that's it. You can't work for money. Right? Everyone agree? Is that clear for this Gemara?
Yes.
I don't disagree with that assumption. The Gemara seems to see Schir Yom Eser Gamor. What? L'shem Shemayim. Mitzvah.
I don't understand why I can't do the Kinyan Siddur just to for the Shabbos.
With the babysitter.
No, the Kinyan Siddur has nothing to do with getting paid. The Kinyan Siddur has nothing to do with getting paid because this is doing why it's just to finish the sugya of why it have to apply achrayis for the achrayis and the Shomer Sachar. But the main thing that we have to get from here is not the Kinyan. We're not learning Shmira right now. That's a Zaitika point. That's a side point. When you're learning Bava Metzia, you should know Shmira, Shomer Sachar, Shomer Chinam. our main thing that we need to get out of here without living in Baba Metzia is that Eschir Yom is a no-no, right? A no-no. Rashi, actually, I'll get to it in a second. Eschir Yom is a no-no. Eschir Shavuah, if you got yourself get hired for long, that's okay. So it would appear to me from this Gemara, anyone hired for a particular job would be
you can just kind of fudge by saying, I'm hiring you to watch my kid on Shabbos, and also just stop by on Sunday and look for 10 minutes.
So, Judge, you've been hanging on the shoulder a little bit too long. You've heard these type of things. Go tell that to the Social Security. Let's see how the judge over there thinks of that. You can fudge like that. Is that what you tell your client, your people in court? Why don't you fudge your case?
I keep my mouth shut.
Yeah,
we're
not going to fudge anything. No. We're not going to fudge anything. But you know what a good lawyer does?
Fudges.
No, chas v'shalom!
Yeah, that's a good lawyer.
It's called loopholes.
Loopholes, yeah, right. Loopholes.
Legitimate loopholes. I don't fudge.
Different
I haven't had fudge since I'm 6 years old, right? But we will search if there's a legitimate
stretch,
maybe.
Stretch.
I don't know. It's not stretch. We're gonna see is there room to be lenient under certain circumstances. Rashi, by the way, in Subis says that the reason why Schar Shabbos is a problem is because of Mekach HaMemkar. It's business, and you'll come to write like there's like Mimso Chavtzecha. It's also because either because it's a pasuk in where. Shia, and what else does it say? Us do business on Shabbos. We learned this a few weeks ago. Nechemiah, right? That they were working on Shabbos. Or it's a gzera that you're going to come and go and write. So Rashi says that this Schar Shabbos is business. It's a problem. It's an interesting Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef, actually, I'll read the Torah just to see the Torah. Could I see it? Because we'll touch it at the end. It's an interesting Torah. The Torah says, this is in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Tov Kof Pei Hei. Okay. I was talking about blowing shofar. Okay. And the schus of blowing shofar. Okay. Kachas is about itish mistabish. The Torah says mistabish shlech tzibur yodeh letzkoi harishus biyado. Ela minig harishonim. If the shlech tzibur knows how to blow shofar, he can blow shofar. But the minig harishon is zrizim mitzvah mechamah so kol echav reechav no dokal. Everyone wants to blow shofar. You know, blow shofar Rosh Hashanah? He means to blow shofar Rosh Hashanah. You get the mitzvah deraisa for the whole shul. You're the one who's giving people his iris of blowing a shofar half of a fella. Unbelievable. You think it's not a pashat something. You're not like performing a mitzvah for yourself. You're enabling others to do this mitzvah of shofar. And you're blowing them. And you know what it means? If you blow the shofar and then Rosh Hashanah is a little better, you affect the rest of the year and the rest of their lives. Think about that, by the way. It's a profound thought. I think about when I speak Rosh Hashanah. I'm thinking Rosh Hashanah. It's like I realize, like, oh my goodness, you know, if I all could affect somebody, it's not just that davening. That Rosh Hashanah davening is going to affect their children's health, possibly, their wealth, possibly. Who knows what? Their spirituality. You know, you get to blow shofar Rosh Hashanah. Whoa! Run for it if you can do it. If you're really like, you know what you're doing. If you're not good at it, what happens to the person who runs and they're not good for the job? That's actually a big negative. It's a big negative! You know, you have to, I'm going to daven, Shana, you better not daven. Yeah, you're going to zoom davening and mispronounce the words. It's not going to be a merit. But if you know what you're doing, you know what you're doing for the Amad, you're going to lead people. Whoa! Great thing. Says the Balitzer, people should run to do it. Kachkasav Rabbi Chil may pari, Rabbi Chil may paris. G'dayli Ador, when many of the Rishonim learned by him, the Chiroi Minak Ashkenaz in Germany as well. G'dayli Ayir, they're not the greatest people of the Shul. The elders, the Chachamim, would go around and blow shofar. Komi Shizar B'Yosef, who was quickest to get the mitzvah. You know, people kvetch. I don't want to do this thing. I don't want to have this achras. Person thinks about it. You help the tzibur, the bracha you get. Help the yom tov, bracha you get. Unbelievable. Somebody gives me money every year for pay for the which we'll talk about it, pay for the shlech tzibur. I tell him it's a tremendous mitzvah. Think about it. Maybe he's got not a small thing. You're paying for the shlech tzibur for everybody. You know. Yeah. It's a, you're getting a chelik in everyone's davening. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. You've bought, you know, if there's a bad shechtz, you know what happens? People are wishy-washy, right? So it's not a small thing. So that's then he says Mashi Inke Misfarda. The tour was in Germany, and when his father, the Rosh, ran away, they ran to Spain. It was not by the Spanish, but the Sfardim. Nothing personal. Mashi Inke Misfard. Shibor Kamin Mitzvah. You couldn't get anyone to blow shofar. No, everyone runs away from the Mitzvah. You gotta go pay someone to do it. Right? Let's go. They're all running away. No one wants to blow. Don't bother me. I won't do it. I have no idea where they're going to have to pay to blow shofar for Rosh Hashanah. I have no idea where they're going to have to blow Rosh Hashanah. Seems to me this is Usr. Usr! Where's his Raya? Kidatanya. Is there Braisa? Baba Mitzia. Nunchesam and Aleph. He quotes our Gemara the Torah. Hasoicher is a pyra, pyra, lishmor a pyra, vehatinik, in loisin of schar Shabbos. Al behedia says, beferish, explicitly, zach the Torah, ketan she asa lito schar Shabbos, ele al yedei havla. Unless he's blowing otherwise. But the shlech tzibur comes to town the day before Rosh Hashanah, comes and puts on his kittel, the guy blowing the shofar comes waltzing in off the street, you know, and some of these shuls, the guy isn't even davening the shul ever. He just comes into the shul, gets paid. Woo! You know, the guy comes to Lane Torah. And I there were kids in Miami Beach. I said, no, let's go around. Not me, I was never a laner. But they're laying, they get paid $100 a Shabbos, $200 a Shabbos. They go to a shul, a bunch of 100-year-old men, and they would play for them, you know. They just waltz in there. Well, right. And then towards, I have no idea where they're coming from. Who are they? So unless you do have luck, you're far from safe, but later on in that Gemara, it's just Schar Lishmar Chadash Mishum Yira Shitzarach Lahafsi. He says this, the Torah says, Valizeh Nemar Avera Goras Avera. They run away is one Avera. They should run to the mitzvah, not run away from the mitzvah. They should run to the mitzvah.
Why did they run away? Why did they run away?
Who cares? No, they just. We're not even Torah now. I'm not the. Okay, so they ran away because he felt it was an Avera. I wasn't there. He doesn't say why. Maybe they didn't want to do it. He held it was an Avera. Which, by the way, who got punished for not using his strengths? No. Who got punished for not singing in the base of Megiddush?
He sat outside for a couple of years. And then, while another guy...
Who did Achav kill? Achav killed him.
Navot.
Why did Navot die? So Chazal say, because he could have had a beautiful voice and he didn't want to sing. That person has talent. That talent, you got to use it. So it's an Avera, he says. If you can blow shofar, you don't blow it. You can speak, you can daven, you can lane, you can do a mitzvah, you can encourage, you can raise money. Right, you can do something. It's an Avera. And he says, this Avera is good. It's not an Avera to get paid. You now have to pay someone to do the same job on Shabbos. He says, this guy, he should have volunteered. Someone could do it. Now, if there's no one to lane, to blow shofar, to daven, so you have to bring someone in. That's one thing. We'll have to figure out he holds that saucer anyways. More above it, see. But this is a self-caused wound, he says. There are people who blow shofar. Just they don't want to do it. I don't want to be bothered. I want to dive on my own. I want to focus on my own thing. I need my space. I don't know. You know, I need my space. Oh, my space. Avera Goras Avera says the Torah. On this, the Beis Yosef, when he's talking about this, says, he explains the reason. By the way, Beis Yosef is a long Beis Yosef, so you don't have time to do it. Actually, I just wrote that on the major thing here. Right? Talks about paying the translators in the old days with Turgamans on Shabbos. They pay. The Beis Yosef tries. He'll try to help out the Sfardim. How this happened? To matzik them. He doesn't think it's a great idea. He tries to get matzik them. We're going to flip back to this type of thing later on. But the Beis Yosef, the bottom line says is he holds it's only a gzera. I'm not sure why he said this, but he forgets what the pasuk in Shai says. The main thing is a gzera shemeichtoiv, right? And even though the gzera, he just adds an extra knesh. He says, even though the business is a gzera, this is based on that same gzera, right? He says, because as far as the mixik is schar Shabbos, it looks like schar Shabbos. It's not really Schar Shabbos. It's not really business. Right? No one's getting paid on Shabbos. Right? The guy's coming in and leaning Torah. The guy's going and blowing shofar. Do you see any business occurring? Right? It's a service, perhaps, but the girl's babysitting, so it's a little bit less. Still says it's usher, by the way. You need a heter, and he'll discuss what the heter may be. But it's not like when you look at it, it's a mechzek eschar Shabbos. The guy walks in there as opposed to dealing, I'll buy your house, you'll sell this, the mortgage costs this, blah, blah, blah. That's intrinsically business, right? Over here, the guy's all he's doing is you ask the girl to come over and babysit. You're giving her no money on Shabbos. You call him on Shabbos, come, or you will drop off the money at their house. On Shabbos, all she did is babysit. You know, well, it's not like a business deal. In fact, if she would do it for free, is it business? No. I mean, the guy blows a chauffeur. You see, if he blows the chauffeur, he blows the chauffeur. It's not intrinsically a business. They'll just happen to be paying him for that. And that's where the issue is, right? It's not a business-like act. Otherwise, you couldn't do it even voluntarily. On the contrary, it's a mitzvah act in the case of chauffeur, right? Clark? The Beis Yosef still says it's in the Klinga Mechach Memchar, and it's just like, the Shulchan Aruch, Abay Cairo,
it's the same Beis Yosef,
right? Abay Cairo, yeah, a few years later, codified, but this Beis Yosef was in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. Now we're going to Hilchos Shabbos. Hilchos Shabbos, Simon Shin Vav, Sif Dalid, says, Abay Cairo, Asoichas Apayel, person hires a worker. Lishmor Zerayim to watch to look over his fields. No one's hiring any workers today for Paradumas. No one's hiring any workers to watch his kids, so he's not going to bring those cases. But to watch your fields, you want to make sure, you know, to watch over that nothing should happen to your fields. O Dover Acher, or any other reason. Einos no Schar Shabbos. You don't give Schar Shabbos. Lefichach, if anything happens, Einachar Shabbos. Hey, if you have a babysitter, by the way, Lechor Shomer Sacher. Right, they're watching your house. They're in charge of your house. They're a classic shomer sacher, right? Is that klar? Right? A babysitter are watching. They're in charge of your house. They're negligent. I'm not saying that any 14-year-old kid actually assumes responsibility, but in theory, they're a shomer sacher. So if it's an adult, right, you'd have a if you could take them to Beis Din, right? You may be a fool for hiring an 11-year-old girl to watch your house, and that's your problem. But if you hire an adult, the assumption is that they're in charge of your house, right? If they start a fire in the house, they're liable, right? If they let a fire burn your house, right, they could be liable. I'm not going to stream again, right? Lefila and Akras of Shabbos. So therefore, these people come to work. You don't pay them. You can't pay them on Shabbos, and they're not Akras. Hayeschir Shabbos, they're paid for the week. Hayeschir Chodesh for the month. Hayeschir Shana for the year. Hayeschir Shavua for our whole Shemitah cycle. Nice and low Schar Shabbos. The Fichach, because you pay them, when they're hired for the year, you know they're 52 Shabbos in a year. That's built into their salary. The Fichach, Achray Shabbos, Lo Yomer Lo, Tenli Shabbos, Elo Omer, Tenli Schar Shavua. And when you're going to go ahead and pay them, says the Mechaber, you're going to pay them. You can't say pay me for my 7 days or pay me for today. You pay me for the week. Pay me for the month. You pay my monthly salary. So you can't say I'm paying you for 7 days. You pay me for the month. Even though it's nivla in there. And if you make a deal, I'm going to pay you every single day. And even though your person works for you for the month.
You can.
That's a schir yom. You're getting paid per day. No pay per day. Right? Or you should say to him, pay me for 10. To pay me for 10 days if it's arbitrary. You cannot get paid for that day. Okay? Question. What about a goy? Now, this is all, in the case of the Beis HaMikdash, it's clearly who's talking about?
Jews.
Jews, right. It's clearly Jews. There's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no goyim allowed on the Beis HaMikdash, right? Can't go past the chel which surrounds the Beis HaMikdash. No goyim allowed in there. Right. You certainly wouldn't have goyim in charge of the Paraduma, they're not Nehman, they're getting in charge of these kids. There's no goyim involved. So you can ask a legitimate kasha, Maria! You know, many can hire Jose, can hire Yehuda. Yehuda's not getting paid next week, but Jose will get paid. Maybe. Jose is a guy, right? Why can't I hire a guy? I can't pay him on Shabbos. Jose will wash the dishes. Jose will clean the floor. Jose will serve the food. But can I hire a guy? Right? You know, by the way, you know, when I was preparing for this shiur, there's just so much things that we'll see as I'll mention a few things as we go on. You go to the hospital. Do you pay for hospital per day, by the way? What do you think?
Security. What? Security and school.
Security. They did it. Yeah, so there, we'll talk about this before, but yeah, security. Also, you go to a hospital, you go to a hotel, pay per day, restaurant. I mean, by the way, I could have went on for hours. I mean, it's not Shavuos tonight. But this share about internet being paid, I mean, it's like, goes in all the... this is a starter type thing, just about Schar Shabbos. It's just really, what goes on based on this is like, woo! But a fundamental question is to play to a guy, okay? And really, here's the real Shaila here. What's the Chakira? Is the Isser of Schar Shabbos on the recipient to receive it? Or is it on the giver? If it's on the recipient, then for sure it's not a problem with a guy. A guy doesn't keep Shabbos. A guy's forbidden to keep Shabbos. There's no expectation of him to keep Shabbos. And remember that a guy... What about a guy? No, you're not paying anyone on Shabbos. You're just giving the money after Shabbos. So the guy comes to your office, he does a deal, you know, whatever. Okay, we're not talking about the mezalzel of Shabbos. Whatever a guy does has to be in the spirit of Shabbos. But could you have a housekeeper come to your house on Shabbos? Right? On Yom Tov in Argentina, I'm sure you get a few more servants come in. Clean up after the Seder. No, the Seder comes. Yeah. Yet they come, they clean. No, it's great. No, seriously, I'm not joking. Even if they don't live in your house, they'll come after the Seder, clean up your house. My wife would love that, probably, you know? You know, they come, you know, like, what is it? Isn't that nice? Could you do that? Right? So, what it depends on, the lumdus is it on the giver or on the receiver? That's how the place goes. So, the Tila to David quotes the Menorah and Tahoira. He says it's aser litos char Shabbos, kach aser liten char Shabbos. Like you can't receive char Shabbos, you can't get paid. Really, the babysitter can't take the money. The mashkiach can't take it. The person, the baal tukea, or any of these people can't get paid. So too, you can't give it. So you cannot hire.
Like Ribbis.
What?
Like Ribbis. You can't give it and you can't receive.
Yeah.
So it's on both of them?
That's what I just said. That Tila David says. It's on both. You can't give, you can't take. The Prima Gadin, the great Rav of Frankfurt, like Tumim, his mission for the Zav, which is on the Taz, the Prima Gadin says, on this Simen, right over here, this is Shinvav Sifkan and Dalit.
Why is it even a question? Because I already said it's a gazera because it looks like they're doing business. So clearly, since it looks like they're doing business, it's both parties. So why even, what's the question? Is it on the giver or the receiver? Because the gazera is about doing business.
Well, the Gemara, you see, expands this gazera. Right, and the question is how is the functionality of this gazera expanded, or expounded. And that is like, what, when I would not necessarily, if the Gemara in Bava Metzia didn't exist, I could argue, there's no business going on here. Blowing shofar is not business, right? Watching, you could do it voluntarily, it's not an active business. So, how and what framework were Chazal saying this is a problem, right? So it's not a typical case of, you know, two guys doing a real estate deal over here. The girl's babysitting. She could have done it voluntarily. You know, if chesed work, you know, it's nothing wrong with it. Right? You want to go ahead and watch a cow? You can watch a cow. Nothing stopping you. It's not an iser to do that. Right? The problem is you're getting paid for doing this. And that's the problem. And even though you look on Shabbos, you can't tell it's a problem. You're going to get paid for it after Shabbos. So under what circumstances were we machmer for that? That's really what the question is. And the nafgamina is by a guy. One of the nafkins would be by a guy. Could you pay a guy? So Tila David says, no. When they were machmer, they're machmer to give and take, period. The Mishra says, Zav, and Shinvav, Sikhan Dalid, says, and by the way, at the end here, talks about a doctor, about could you pay for medicine, right? Could you, not, doctors, you know, I grew up in Miami Beach, these guys walked around with beepers all day. You know, there were surgeons, heart surgeons, pulmonologists. You know, pulmonologist has a client that is 80-year-old, 5-year-old guy, has a massive, asthma attack. He's hospitalized. It's his client. He comes into him every week for his asthma, severe asthma. Sorry, tell him tough luck. It's Shabbos. This guy's a heart attack. He's a cardiologist, but you know what? Okay, you can go to the hospital, pekuach nefesh. Don't charge insurance. You're not getting paid for that, maybe. Who says you get paid for that? What do you think? You know, you get paid for making money on Shabbos. The guy blowing shofar can't get paid, but the doctor can get paid. Yeah. Shabbos care. Shabbos care. So on this note, the Prima Gun says, "V'schar Shabbos asr likach, forbidden to receive, v'chein ein sarech litano." You don't have to give it to him, right? As the Mechaber says, "Ein oisalo." You don't have to give it to him. But Torah says, "Asr likach schar Shabbos," and he says, and then he says it again, like two times. Really, it's an issur on the recipient. The recipient, which would mean by a guy, mutter. Okay, it's kind of primary. It's mutter. But as I'll mention, he says schar me'aledes for Shabbos is mutter, to pay a midwife on Shabbos is mutter. He quotes a shir kness a gedolah b'shem Namari Bruna. Vatam, it's a schar mitzvah pikuach nefesh. Okay, and he says later on, it's vade asu l'skar shechti v'tokeah, only from erev Shabbos and erev Yom Tov, and also he says yomelia lettuce. You should also not hire on Shabbos, even if you have to use them. You should hire them before Shabbos. Don't go over to hire them on Shabbos. Hire them before Shabbos. But the main thing is Prima Galden. Is that the Prima Galden? But the Isser is to likach, he quotes the Levush that way, quotes the Torah that way, quotes the Machaber that way. The language is to receive. Therefore, says the Primo Gadin, that,
Non-Jew,
okay. And I saw that in Shmir Shabbos Kehol Chasa, it brings down Mutter, Latet Schar Shabbos, Anachri, Kepeh Gai, Tzmuras, Avodaso Shavit B'Shabbos. He works for you on Shabbos. Can't hire him on Shabbos. So you gotta tell the non-Jew coming the night, or the Seder. Honestly, the pilot's going up to fish as well. You can't hire them. If your Seder's going on, you're a non-Jew, I'll pay you. You call them, I'll pay you after Shabbos. You know, I'll pay after Yom Tov. You have to hire them ahead of time. But if they work Beheter B'Shabbos, says the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa B'Shom Zalman, it's okay. And the body actually quotes this. He doesn't quote the David, but he quotes a different sefer according to the Menorah Tahor, that would be Aser. And he said that even the Menorah Tahor, which is who the Tilla David quoted, says no makor to this. I have to go ahead and say it's Aser by a guy. Bottom line, by a guy, Yesh Lahater, Kimeko.
As long as they're not doing an Easter for you.
As long as they're not doing an Isser, so you can't pay the... Right, it's an Amir L'Akam. The next thing, by the way, we're going to do, we're going to take a break for a couple of weeks, I'm not going to be here. Then I get back, I'm going to do Amir L'Akam. That's an area, by the way. Woo!
What are you going to do, sir?
Amir L'Akam. Mm-hmm. That's an area where I'm telling you...
Another mistake people do.
Mistakes is an understatement. Hazada. People do whatever they want. They think they can tell a guy whatever they want. They think, like, all of a sudden, it's a guy... people tell me crazy things, like, and post facto, believing I told the guy to do this, oh, I was okay, right? I'm like, no, I wasn't okay. it wasn't okay. You know, all of a sudden, like, the guy, everything magically is permitted, right? Not the case. There are things that we are, of course, are lenient in certain things. There are parameters to that. So if you tell a guy he does something better, permittable, you can pay them after Shabbos. We're not machmered. Like it's Tila Davar goes to Mount Tahara. As long as you shouldn't hire them on Shabbos, that's business like. But if they're your worker, they're in your house, then that's okay.
We don't have a problem delaying the payments.
What?
We don't have a problem delaying the payments because generally once you pay them within the same day, no?
Oh, you mean
see if they get touched up?
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Yeah, you don't have to pay them. It's no delay, no issue to not pay them.
But generally, would
you
know?
Yeah.
A discussion by Gaim, you should have to pay them that day. But you know what is germane, by the way, is if you're, you know, we're much more lenient, anyways. You know, my wife had to go to the hospital on Rosh Hashanah holidays. We had money put aside. I mean, the taxi driver, you know. Now we actually work out. One of the things we always do when my wife is pregnant, we call and make a deal with these companies that if we have an emergency, they'll pick up and we don't have to pay them. Right, but if somebody doesn't have that, you know, that's pikuach nefesh. You can do that, but on a regular Shabbos, you can't. You know, you can't go ahead and pay the person for the service. I mentioned last year, a year ago, approximately, I was zeicha to go to Eretz Yisrael, and I went up to near Etzion. It's a religious Moshav in the north. It's caters to a very firm crowd. And they have like they have all kinds of Jewish workers working in there, you know, it's and they sell you drinks. You know, and if you go to Paris, they have restaurants open on Shabbos. If you go to Miami Beach where I grew up, they have restaurants open on Shabbos. And I'm not talking about the fact that you have to order ahead of time, which is true, but what do you think they do? And everyone knows that they want an extra bottle of wine or all of that stuff. Like, how does that work, right? I mean, I'm gonna bookmark that for a second. Like, how could you do that, right? That's they're not giving it to you for free, look, right?
So,
what?
Whatever,
any of those things. I mean, anything like that, right? I mean, usually, if you have a prepaid package, you do it all beforehand. I'm telling you, you actually decide on Shabbos whatever it is that you want, okay? What's the Gedr HaIsser, right? It's a remarkable Reb Chaim Brisker. Reb Chaim, it says in the Shtentzels, which is from his shears. Of course, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik was known as the genius of geniuses. A little over 100. It's going to be his 100th Yahrzeit coming up.
Is the base hill maybe?
Son. Chaim Soloveitchik.
Briskerov.
That's the Briskerov. His son was all, Velvo was called the Briskerov, but he was the Briskerov. So Chaim in Shtentzel says an unbelievable thing. This is a clair. You could say it's an usher to be the babysitter, or is it usher to get paid for it? Let's say you're getting paid for your job. Are you doing an isser by even doing the job? At what point did you do something wrong? Right? If you're a mashkiach and you're paid after Shabbos, you're the babysitter getting paid for it. You're blowing the shofar and you came to do a job to get paid. Is it when you get paid you do something wrong, or was it the act itself? Because you were hired for the job, is that itself wrong? So Reb Chaim says that the job itself is an isser. The minute you're getting paid for a bit, it's mamash asser. Everything you're doing is asser. Okay? This yisoid of Reb Chaim, if you would apply it, would be remarkable. There's a Mishnah Berurah on this siman over here. Mishnah Chavetz Chaim says in Shin Vav, Sifkan Yotess. Now this is where you get into e-commerce on Shabbos. We're not doing that, because that's really, there are complications on different ways you could do it. Generally, it's also, by the way, to have a website to make money on Shabbos. If you look at a lot of the firm sites, there are ways to do it, perhaps, but they shut down on Shabbos, okay? I mean, you're making money on Shabbos, right? Look, that's a problem. Listen to Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says you can't get paid for every day, right? You can't, I'm hiring for the month, I can't say I'm paying you per day. You can't do that. So on that he says, right? You say, I'm hiring for the month, I'm going to pay you by the day. Which means, it sounds like if I want to pull back mid-month, I'll only pay you a certain amount of days. Then I'd only pay you for the day's work, as opposed to I pay you for the month. Even if you cut me short, I'm get paid for the month. Ken, if that would be the case, you're mikris kir yom, but also kabel schar, Shabbos levasov, it would be forbidden to do that. And it says, let's see later on. They say this. The chas of Amagin Avram. Says the Amagin Avram. The chenadim emasker cheder l'chaver. You rent out a room from your friend. L'chodesh. For the month. You get paid for the month. V'hisnelo imaseicha shisham l'feichash v'yomina. You can't pay him per day. Because then you're paying for Shabbos. I can't say I'm going to pay you per day. Now, hotels will have a 12 o'clock check-in, and they'll charge you for before and after. I'm not going to get to that in a second. But in theory, you can't do that, right? You cannot get paid. If you're only there for Shabbos, if you're only paying for Shabbos, you can't. It doesn't work that way. I'm paying you per day. That will not work. Gamkin asked, Likok, let's call Shabbos. What's it called, Airbnb? Pay by the day, Shabbos. You have to figure out how you're going to do that. V'hawadin lo'oysana malvin beribis. You get paid, you lent by interest. Get paid interest. You have money in the bank. Now, today you must lose money in the bank. Every day I lose money. Pashit, the inflation goes up more than the interest rates. So you lose money every day it's in the bank. What a waste of money. Right? Boy, you know, it's a malvin beribis, la'ina Yehudi, l'shana l'chodesh. Right? You lend money to a guy. You're a smart guy, you lend money to a guy. They're paying you. The old days, 15%, 16%, 18%. And they pay you for a year or for a month. Sarichem lizayir. You gotta be very careful. Shlohisasim aloy vistama. She shall mafi cheshbin ayam. Pay according to the days. Because if that's the case, you can't take the Shabbos to them. Right? In theory, if you could pay me every day that you have the money, then you're gonna get paid for Shabbos. You can't do that. He says you should not go ahead and do it. In Kent, it's dark love itself. So you'd have to take off all of the Shabbosas that you could not have got money. Money for that. You see, by the end of the Mishnah Berurah, an unbelievable thing. Schar Shabbos. The way Reb Chaim sounds. No, is that you need a pu'ula. When you're working on Shabbos, that's your iser. It's not even the payment, by the way. It's once you're hired to work, the working itself is a problem. The working itself is the business. The money is just the mark of a potash. Right? The Chaim is a chiddush, but what you see for the Chavetz Chaim is even more than that. You don't have to work. You can have a computer on. Right? You ribbis. It's calculated by day. That's Schar Shabbos, says the Chavetz Chaim. You're making money on Shabbos. You get paid for ribbis. So, you know, people could say, well, Lamaisa, at the end of the day, you know, I get paid from before Shabbos and after Shabbos. But Shabbos goes like a part of Friday, but then more of Yom Tov goes into Shabbos. Like, you know, you have problems, right? You don't want to ever say, I'm paying per day. Right? But what you do see in the Chavetz Chaim is, this is where I'm not going to go into today. Really, we need his own share. E-commerce would be a major problem on Shabbos. Because you make money on Shabbos with e-commerce. Your website's going. People are buying and selling on your website. So you don't need to be doing a pu'ula. It's clear from the Chavetz Chaim, right? All you can do is you cannot make money on Shabbos. Period. You cannot make money on Shabbos. Period. So that's when you start getting into the discussion, which we're not doing. But you need to deal with that child, right? And it's not so simple like, as that goes, right? Really, in contract law, when the acquisition goes, that's be something you'd have to work with like that. That's where but in theory, you cannot have an operation where you're making money if you're a schir yom. So any time you're going to do this, you got to make sure that you're not. It's not right. The ikker is not for Shabbos. Like, you're getting paid for that day. In the deer shoe here, there's a whole shtickel Torah about ribbis, about Yom Tov, Shabbos going into Yom Tov, could you count before or after? I'm not, again, time doesn't allow us to get into this Shiloh, but it's important to know this, right? When you talk about Schar Shabbos, it's any making money on Shabbos, okay? Making money on Shabbos is not pashut. You know, people who own, I know some very chashev people, some of the biggest charity people, they own nursing homes. You make money on a nursing home per day, right? Hotels, restaurants. A lot of them, right? A lot of them actually have geisha partners that they don't own it on Shabbos because the issues are real, real problems, right? You cannot just make money on Shabbos. It doesn't go that way, right? It's not like there are sometimes you can get around to things, but many people just sell the business for Shabbos if they have to. You can't close a nursing home for Shabbos. Okay, all patients out. You know, and because the government pays by day. It gets tricky. You may want to charge per day, but the Uncle Sam doesn't want to pay that way. They'll pay by the day. So what are you going to do, right? Like, how are you going to deal with these? Are all shilas. I mean, there's just too much to deal with everything, but can you see what the Gedra is, sir? That Gedra is, sir, whether it's where you're working, whether you need a pu'ula, that's very, very important. What you can sell Scotch houses. We're in a haterim. What about a haterim? So, the Mishnah Berurah over here brings the first heter. Mishnah Berurah says, "Hasoicha sepal, you hire a worker for Shabbos. Marish is schar liyamim. You hire him for the day. That's an iser. Shabbat kol yom shishman eat lo kachka. I'll pay you per day. I'm going to give you your work. This is my days. This is my work. That's what's aser, right? So far, Yehuda is down the drain. You're not going to make money. Right? You're working for money for free as it now." Last time you heard, you're working for free.
Yeah, Shabbat.
Shabbats.
Yeah. So how you do that?
I'm telling him that he should give me the money to donate to me for one of my causes. So it'll be l'shem mitzvah. So shkayach to you. You should feel good about yourself.
You'll be working.
I'm not working. It's not mitzvah. No, it's mitzvah. It's stalka. We learned a few weeks ago you can raise money for stalka. True or false? Did we learn that? You can pledge on Shabbos.
The Vaad have a flat fee for Shabbat.
I don't want to hear about the Vaad yet. I might don't want to tape over here. They may have to close the business after that. We'll see. So, Miyar, Shabbat, Shabbat, Kol Yishmeri, Yitim, Lekach, Lekach, Vushomer, Gamba, Shabbos, Kav, Shein, Tzad, Lashal, I don't have to pay for Shabbos. The Chet, Ali, Matur, Nemuchach, and the tour, that tour said, you cannot, the tour says, Vimu Roy, Tzad, Litzin, Lo, Asu, Lahaske, Likach, Asachar, he can't take it, even if he wants to give it to you, he doesn't have to give it to. And if he doesn't give it, you can't take it. Unless it's given a gift. Says the Chavetz Chaim, you can give a gift. You give a gift. If it's a real gift, I can give a gift. You come to my house. There's no contractual agreement. Right? No contractual. If I want to give you a gift, we can give you a gift. That's the first side, the Mishmur says, you give a gift. Somebody comes to do the babysit, you can give them a gift. Now, that's not going to work too well in business. But it actually has to be a gift. So the Mishmur Shabbos Kehulchasa.
Is there a chilek between a goy and a Jew here?
No, a guy's mutter, the gamre. What do you need a chilek for? A guy's mutter. Right, we said that. A guy's mutter. Another chilek. A guy's mutter. You don't have to call Matana. By a Jew, you need a Matana. The Shmur was a Shmur Shabbos Kil Chasa. No. That means that's a joke. I mean, it has to be. So he said like this: the schar Shabbos nashu kol tashim shehu. Any payment on Shabbos is forbidden, whether it's money, whether it's a barter or something. A field of mazonis. If I give you food for your job, I pay you with your food. Why is that? Because if you have, sometimes people come to you, they work for money or they work for they room and board. Ever hear that? Room and board. And again, room and board is part of that. You can't do that. That's schar Shabbos. If it's a real matana, I appreciate your work. It's very kind of you. So that works. So that could work in certain cases. In certain cases, that work. Won't work in too many, but matana does sometimes work. You know, some of you that you give a person a gift. I think I'm gonna switch to babysitters, like Shabbos groups, to that because. We'll see the other hand here, which I don't think that will work as well. I used to work with these girls, but it's working less now. So, give me a gift. You're doing the job. I'll give you what I want to at the end of the time period. There's no contractual obligation. You can't take me to Beis Din. If I like your work, great. If I don't like it, I'm just going to give you a gift that I appreciate the time.
How much are you giving right now?
Yeah, it's I'm a gift.
I'm going to take your gift.
What's the second heter? Second heter we saw in Bava Metzia. What's the second heter we saw in Bava Metzia? The heter. The heter of heters. The leniency of leniencies.
Havla.
The Gemara says explicitly Havla. Now, what's the lumpness of Havla? Help me out of here. Why does Havla work?
Because you're not spending just for Shabbos. You're paying for the rest of it.
You're not spending for Shabbos? Get lumpness, though. Come on. Lumpness. What's the problem with Schar Shabbos?
Because you might come to write. Maybe you're going to write it before.
Right.
Or make a flamenco.
Right. So Havla means is you're not worried. They're gonna write. There's no reason they're gonna write. You're paying, getting paid for the month. It's not like you're getting paid for this day. If I'm only getting paid for this day, you want to write it out. You want to make sure you keep your hour. The whole thing. It's a monthly pay salary, right? I'm not worried about paying. There's no reason I'm gonna write today. If the whole real concern is about writing, you're getting paid for the month. There's no compelling reason to write today. So Havlah, what the Gemara is really saying is that the real issues of Schar Shabbos don't apply in Havlah. Right? That makes sense. That's not. That's what the price can bring. What the post can bring down. There's no real issue of Havla. But they do bring down that you have to make this Atzanayim Ikara. You can't just afterwards say, "Oh, I included everything else." When you hire the person, it has to be B'toy Havla. Havla doesn't work post facto. It's not a fixer. It's a deal from the beginning. Because then. If the person doesn't know it's a Havla, then you have the same issue of the person doing Schar Shabbos, right? So Havla has to be the way the person's hired, okay? So, if you're going to hire a person to blow shofar, and you say, before you're going to blow shofar in Elul, that would be one of the Heterim, right? Havla, you're blowing shofar every morning in Elul. I'm going to pay you for blowing shofar in Elul. And we'll, and also Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, he has to know that. I can't have the blow a shofar for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur after Yom Kippur for the key to get the water. Oh, by the way, I'm also meant to pay for the blowing an Elul. Now, when you start blowing, when you hire the guy, he has something and he's blowing an Elul, it's included for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, right?
So that's not going to work if he just comes for Rosh Hashanah.
That won't work, right? So Havlat's not going to work in that case. Havlat, like, this won't work in that case. But if you do Havlat, it should work. You can hire him to come daven Slichas Motzei Shabbos, the first Motzei Shabbos, or Erev Rosh Hashanah. Long Slichas Erev Rosh Hashanah, right? Long. He'll daven Slichas Erev Rosh Hashanah. Long Slichas. Takes 2 hours, an hour and a half, 2 hours. You're paying him for that as well, but he needs to know that. You can't, like, oh, that's after Shabbat, I meant to pay you also for, right? Because otherwise it's Schar Shabbos, right?
So your babysitter, you just say, come every Shabbos. I'll pay you on a monthly
basis. No, that's not going to work a lot. No. You need to work, she's working for the weekdays.
She has to work on the weekdays. You can't just say, I'll be every Shabbos. Right. And pay you on a monthly basis.
You're swallowing it up in a time. Right, yeah.
It has to have a reasonable ratio.
A what?
A reasonable ratio. Can you say you do 1 hour and then you do 14 hours
of
Shabbos?
Not necessarily. No.
You're paying for the total job.
I'm paying you for the job. Yeah, it's not one goes without. It doesn't work to rectify, right?
Isn't there a hit that you can pay for the preparation?
Maybe. I'm not there yet. Don't leave yet. That would be Havlah, by the way. That's preparation.
That's a form of Havlah.
That's a form of Havlah, right?
I see what you're saying for the preparation and what you did on Shabbos.
So, and that's exactly what Rabbi Feinstein says. Let's go back to our Chazanim over here. Feinstein, Chesh Mishpat, laws of business. He discusses paying workers. And he says he's paying workers, and I guess this is one of my Chaim. Back. I saw a different rabbi today. I'm learning about this. So Moshe says in Orachayim, he says the following thing. He said the Magen Rambam says if you hire a guy for the year, it's okay. He's a chazan for the year. And included in the year, but he has to daven Shalom Kippur. And the contract that says, by the way, my contract, Rabbi Levine has a contract, right? I get part of my salary is to speak Shabbos. I mean, imagine I said I'm never speaking on Shabbos. I'll speak Wednesday nights. Tuesday nights. I give a shift Tuesday nights. No, you know, I'm saying I get paid. You know, well, I don't get paid that much, but you know, I get paid. paid for Shabbos. That's part of my expected thing. So how does that work? Well, I'm giving a shift tonight. I'm going to get shit tomorrow night. I'm coming tomorrow morning. Oh, so, in fact, that I'm doing, that's a lot. So, you say to a guy, you're the shul chazan. You know, in South America, they have this. They have chazanim. In America, you can only get Manhattan. Like, a few weird places have it. It's not common here. But in South America, you know, in Venezuela or in Mexico, they have a chazan for the Beth Knesset. And they daven you don't get your turn to daven. There's one guy, actually, has a real good voice. Usually an Israeli who needs money, often. You know, or someone, a guy with an opera voice, and he gets up there, and he's paid for the year, and he's also, you know, but, so he can't just get paid for Shabbos and Yom Tov, so you gotta find time sometimes during the weekdays, so daven Slichos, Motzei Shabbos, so daven Chol HaMoed, on Sukkot, and the Sling Halov, or Rosh Chodesh. The point is, he's the Chazan, and therefore it's included here. So Rav Moshe says, what about us, though? We don't have these kind of Chazanim. So he says, he talks about chazanim shetzrichim lahakim. We gotta prepare. V'chena derech b'chol chazanim who tzarech hakal. Tzarech hakal. V'nimsu shesh avodah gam b'chol. They're working. They're preparing. You're paying them not for their singing. You're paying them for sitting there during the weekdays practicing blowing shofar, or practicing their davening. B'shulzei yamutak shina tzarech l'sbal maschol. Even if they don't daven during the weekdays, they come to your shul Rosh Hashanah, 50 minutes before shkia. They drive in. You're in New York. In a different part of Brooklyn, you're in Flatbush. You have a chazan coming from a different part of Flatbush, and he's davening in your shul. He's a davener. He had to prepare a daven. He never walked into your shul before. He's only been there for Rosh Hashanah. He just walk in. He prepares ahead of time. About you read the shift tzibur to read to the about Kareg and read the laning, right?
You can just walk in.
So we can't hire him. That's it. Your salary's cut. I was going to pay you. It's all over.
So he says, you don't have to be because you prepare.
So that with the girl, the teenage girls, they used to prepare things for the Shabbos groups. So I told them I'd pay you for preparing. Now they have all these toys, and they just walk in, they babysit, essentially. Can't pay them for babysitting on Shabbos. We still don't have a hefker for babysitters. Right? Havla, there's no havla, by the way. Shabbos was still a problem, as far as I'm concerned.
Unless they did it during the week also.
They prepare some activity.
Oh, so if they prepare activity, it's really fine. And that's how you can tell them to do, but now they haven't been doing that now. Yeah. I'm going to do matana now. But the point is, and originally I told them, you prepare what you're going to do, you have a game plan, but now they just let the kids play chess and watch them play ball and run after them, whatever they're doing, which is fine. I'm not saying the 3-year-old kids listen to the Dvar Torah per se anyways, but in theory, they'd have to do that to get paid. So if you're a chazan, that's a form of havla.
Right.
It's havla, it's just that the havla is in the preparation, not in the work. You're including the Shabbos pay in the havla. There's a Noyid Behuda. A long night to be Huda over here. Where's the Rav? Where's Lagoon tonight?
Yeah.
Poland?
No. Lagoon, no, it's Prague.
Prague.
That's right. Prague. It's really cool to make him work hard. He's listening. He's his own, his brother-in-law. Whatever, he's his Peckle. I didn't pick on him tonight. The Lagoon has no excuse. Yeah, yeah. You know, you hear that, Shmuel? I know you're listening. Okay. So he says, listen to what he says. Says that I do the Mitoch Tavarav. He's talking about how you can pay people for warming the mikvah on Shabbos. Now he talks the first one, could you have a mikvah? Under what circumstances could a lady go into a mikvah on Shabbos? Right? Or a Yomtif? It's not like over here. You have the mikvah in Prague in the winter. It's pashut freezing. Okay, pashut kalt. No, if a mikvah in Moscow didn't have a heater, what would happen to you, Alex, who went there? Yeah, it'd be like, you know.
We used to go in winter.
Really? Not Americans. Nah. They take a few shots of vodka, these Russian ladies, and jumped in, and took a few vodkas afterwards. Right, but not everyone's so strong. So he says, what's what he says? The Ochar Yitzchar ate some Vali Mutter to pay the guy for the. You're paying the mikvah for the wood. You're paying the usage. Because if you have a mikvah point on Friday night, you go to. He says, Yitzchar ate some Vali Mutter. You don't pay for the thing. So he says, you can. You can't. Rasha Lito Schar Bahavla. If you benefit from something, you pay an electric bill, okay? Your water bill. Whatever you use, you pay for, right? So you can even get paid for running the mikvah because the thing you get something, not a service, it's not Schar Shabbos, you get something, you have to pay for it. You can't purposely do it, but here it's a Makom Mitzvah. He says, and he says that women go ahead and they get paid for in its Dmei HaMekach. So if there's something that's if you're paid for the package deal, you can get this as well. That's it's like a Havval type thing. The last point is there is a machlekes in the Rishonim about whether or not you can get paid for doing a mitzvah. We saw that the tour really didn't like being paid for shofar. And same thing with Beis Tzibur or anything else. If you actually look at the Mechaber in Rosh Hashanah, when he says it, the Mechaber says, Hanoitel Schar L'Tzchaya Shofar B'Rosh Hashanah, Okay, let's follow. Get paid for blowing the shofar on Rosh Hashanah or davening. All the Torah says that in a roi simen bracha b'schar zeh, you won't get simen bracha from that. And so there's first a shaila of whether or not you can do it. Then it's simen bracha. The Rishonim argue whether you do it, but the Mechaber says you don't get simen bracha. It sounds like it's mutter. Mm-hmm. Don't say it's aser, but you get no simen bracha. Now the Shulchan Aruch Harav Baal Tanya, when he quotes his halacha in Hilchos Shabbos, where it's actually a machlokes. Is there any tzad a mitzvah works or not? says Asher lach liskor chazan l'spal b'shas. Now again, how do we pay for chazan? And it's okay because he prepares ahead of time. But if you have a photographic memory or you know the tefillah, you're going to need to pray during the weekday to get paid. When they say inner sinner and brachas, if you're only getting paid for that, so how is it inner sinner and bracha? Because it's technically okay because it's a mitzvah. They're assuming it's we will paskin. It's a mitzvah, but it's not the right thing to do, right? It's not the right thing to do. So also, let's go to chazan spal b'shabbos. You hire them earlier. Also, lo little schar shabbos. You can't get schar shabbos or yom tov. Why didn't schar to care about shana? The yesh matirim. Why they matter? Mitzvah. It's a for a mitzvah, and a mitzvah doesn't make it usher. You can't just like you can pledge stock on Shabbos. You can do a mitzvah. You can get paid for doing a mitzvah on Shabbos. You can get the money. You can get the money after Shabbos. It says mikol makom lo gazo schar Shabbos. She ain't isur el mishum gezer schiras b'Shabbos. She atzven a sur el mishum gezer shem yichtov. It says the minig is lahakel. But he says at the end you won't get simon bracha for doing this. So there's an extra thing that is a mutter for a chazan to do. Is a mutter. Maybe it's mutter because it's a mitzvah, but you don't have a simen bracha. But if a chazan is hired ahead of time and he practices, you're getting paid for the practicing. If you're a shtetl, we're getting paid for practicing. So let's go back to our cases over here. What's the halacha? Do you want to hire a chazan shtetl? We'll go backwards. Shtetl, baltokeya. Even a doctor, by the way, Shvi Pesach Frank says the same thing as by a doctor, like a chazan, to mitzvah to save people's lives, right? Could you pay them for Shabbos work? If you have some form of havla, right. It has to be that because of you're paying them for the weekday as well. They cannot charge you purely for that thing, right? It needs to be in havla, right?
Total package.
But that means you have to either daven during the week.
I think the chazan is coming into town. Somebody's like, he's in town. I think anyone knows they're going to do something. They're thinking about it. There's some level. There's going to be preparation. You're planning for it. You're thinking, tomorrow Shabbos, I'm going to be here. You think there's always something that occurs before.
Yeah. Yes. So when Rabbi Jacobs comes here, he knows he practices. Right. I tell him we have.
Even if you know it all. Right?
Yeah. So if you know it all, if you'd be a person who would know it all, you'd have a problem. Mm-hmm. You would have to do something else, like daven during the week. Rav Moshe is saying hachanas havlah. Right, you'd have to daven during the week. And then that's the other side, so you daven during the week. Or you come to the shul and say, listen, I'm not guaranteeing you anything. If I like the job you do, I'll give you a gift. You know, you perform, that's a matana. You know, you have no guarantee. There's no contractual obligation. If I like the way you do, that's a matana. That's a real matana, by the way. I can reward you. Matana is could be, I like your job, I'll pay you for it. And if I don't like you, I'm not going to pay you anything. Most people don't want to do that, by the way. Right? But if they practice during the week, that's helpful. That would work. What about babysitters?
Or
you hire them for the month of babysitting. Or you get a guy. I don't like getting guy. I don't like getting guy. Personally, I think getting guy is a problem. But if you want to get a guy, that's a way to work.
You mean it's a
what? No, because you leave a guy with your kid, forgetting the kid. You have shop, you have kashrus, you have mirrors. You got to make sure that they know what they're doing. Yeah, like but if you had a guy, that's okay. What? I'm not telling you can't do it. I'm just telling you better have some video cameras or they better have a mirrors. Halachically, you can't leave for 6 hours and they have complete control of your house. If they know you're not coming home, they can trip up your kitchen. So you better, if you have a guy, you have to be nervous. Listen, I grew up. My parents had, for a period of time, Miami Beach is like Latin America, you know, by the way. If Spanish maids, like, crazy, you know, like they're, you know, now they're running away from Donald Trump, but, you know, I don't know whether it's legal or illegal, it's like crazy. They all have maids and housekeepers. Let's say you're a dayashir. If guy, you have other just to make sure, kashrus, and take, you know, that's, you know, so, again, I say I don't like a guy, I'm not saying you have other issues to deal with. Saying it's us, but if you hire a guy, it's fine. What about Yehuda Elimelech? What do you do about him?
That's what I was going to ask him. He's paid for his whole job.
So you cannot pay him for Shabbos. If they pay him for traveling there. Mm-hmm. Traveling.
What if it's included in his general pay?
So if he's in Amachad, how does he get paid? What do you think? He can't be paid if he's in Amachad.
Again, it's not
unless paid. He's going to wash the dishes after Shabbos and pay him some more. Uh-huh. Or he's going to come and prepare before Shabbos. Or like most mashgichim do. If you're in Flatbush or in Borough Park, what happens if you're mashgiach on Shabbos? What's the main thing of mashgiach? It's the setup before Shabbos, making sure the things on the blechs, checking the food when they get there, and that's what you're getting paid for. What cannot happen is the guy waltzes in, I'll do a shachar Shabbos morning, you're paid for it. That's usher. That is usher, right? You know, pashas, that's usher. Now, maybe you can get in a machlekes of a mitzvah, maybe, but you got no siman bracha from that. Once again, no siman bracha.
What if it's part of his monthly pay?
That's okay, yeah. But they, but if it's ad hoc, which in Nevada it's ad hoc, so you have to have it. You have to alert it. So you have to. If ad hoc means it's by
just for that day.
Just for that day. So, but what Mashiach should do, no matter what, anyways, is every Mashkiach who is worth his hashgacha has to come before Shabbos to make sure the blech set up the hot pot, the hot plates, the crock pot, check the foods. You know, make sure things are plugged in before Shabbos. You know, that's a mashkiach. I mean, when you have these affairs, you gotta make. You have a lot of achrayas there. That's what you gotta. And then to get paid for that, everything else is havla. Okay, we'll halt here. We'll pick up in a couple weeks. 2 weeks.